slowly, please?
My name is Kevin.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from London.
London?
Yes. But that's the easy answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does your soul has a color?
Does my soul have a color?
Yeah.
At a given time, I'd say yes. I don't think it has a fixed color.
Okay.
So I think it sort of, it expresses itself in different colors from time to time.
Which colors?
All the colors, I'd say.
All the colors?
It's a spectrum.
And today?
Today,
what
it's...
What about today or now?
Today, it's orange.
Orange?
Yes, orange.
Interesting. Why?
Because from where I sit in my office, I could see the clouds. And there's an outline of orange from the sun. And I think that really encapsulated how I feel. Or when you see that building up there, you can see the just how the sun sort of reflects in it. So today we're in orange because we're coming closer to spring and summer. And orange is always kind of a hopeful color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sunset is orange and dawn is orange. Mm-hmm. So yeah, today we're in orange.
Do you like to look at the sky? You're a person.
Yes, I love to look at the sky. I do aerospace engineering, so flying and sky stuff. But I think the only thing that in a way separates us from animals is the fact that we look to the sky and to the heavens and beyond ourselves. So yeah, if that makes sense.
Okay. About any specific sound, does your soul has a sound?
I wouldn't say so. I wouldn't say my soul has a sound, which is interesting because I can think of a color, but I can't think of a sound per se. Maybe my soul is silent. Maybe it just takes in sounds, like a recording studio kind of wall. It absorbs sounds but doesn't express them. Yeah, I'd say that. My soul kind of receives sounds but doesn't reflect them.
It just receives.
Yeah. Maybe I'm trying to say I'm a listening person. Taking a lot and not express too much of it. Does that make sense? No.
Oh, great. Do you like poetry?
I love poetry. Poetry is wonderful.
Do you want to talk about some specific writer that you write?
At the moment I'm reading... not Murakami, the other guy. Again, I forget his name, but it's he's a Persian poet.
Persian
poet. Mm-hmm. He wrote The Prophet, Khalil Gibran.
Oh,
Khalil Gibran,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
At the moment I'm reading Khalil Gibran, The Prophet. Yes, I'm reading the Prophet.
Oh, okay.
And it's so beautiful. And I think for me it's the depthness, the richness of the words, in the sense that there's an aspect of wisdom to it and there's an aspect of beauty to it. But I'm more drawn to the beauty because I might not necessarily agree with what he's saying, but I love the extravagant way of describing something simple. That's I think, in a sense of what poetry allows us to do, because our day-to-day lives are quite, sometimes simple, quite dreary. My journey into work every morning is quite tedious, hot, tired. But through poetry, you can kind of make it into, you know, you can exaggerate to the point where it becomes a fantasy or it becomes something you're able to live with. And that's what I think Khalil Gibran does a lot. He talks about very simple ideas in such rich tones. They take on a different dimension.
Mm-hmm. And if you were a poet, about what would you like to write?
Oh, that's. I think that's quite easy. I'm fascinated by nostalgia. I'm fascinated by how we relate to the past. And what that does to our future. I'm so fascinated by the memories we have as children, the memories we have growing up, but also the good memories and how, in a sense, the better memories we've had, the more sadder we feel, because we can never really attain that. Yes, we can never attain that level of happiness again. And the more strongly we hold into a memory, the more sorrow and grief and sadness it causes us in the present. And I sort of talk about that constantly, the sense that we're always trying to chase some imagined utopia from the past, some sort of perfect day that happened, the perfect moment. When you look at, say, wedding photos, it's an attempt to capture a perfect day and frame it forever. And from time to time, you look at this picture and you kind of hope you were there. And I'm kind of asking, why are we not living in the present? Why are we not trying to recreate that happiness today? Why are we not, you know, why isn't every day a day of pure joy instead of these moments in our lives when we had joy? And it's almost like we've given up on joy just because we've known it before. Mm-hmm. And we're content to... It's like saying, I was hungry and then I ate once. And I'm going to spend the rest of my life thinking about that day when I had food instead of cooking again and eating again and continually every day re-expressing ourselves. So I'm really fascinated by this nostalgic idea.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. No, this made my day. Thank you.